After more than a week of jury deliberations, the judge in the John Edwards case called the jury deadlocked and then declared mistrial on 5 of 6 counts against the former presidential candidate. The jury was only able to reach a verdict on one charge, not guilty, on the charge that involved donations from heiress Rachel Bunny Mellon. After the verdict was announced, an emotional Edwards addressed reporters.
If I want to find the person who should be held accountable for my sins, honestly, I don't have to go any further than the mirror. It's me. It is me and me alone.
The outcome of the trial leaves Edwards essentially unscathed in the court of public opinion. It's a different case, though. Melinda Henneberger joins us now, Washington Post political reporter. Melinda, nice to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.
And you were in the courtroom for a good portion of the case, and I wonder if you could kind of explain what the emotional dynamic was here, because John Edwards was often there, supported by a number of members of his families. The defense, you described them as being kind of very confident that their client would get off. What was it like there in the courtroom?
Well, it was very uncomfortable, honestly, being in the courtroom. It's a very small, there are only 66 seats in the courtroom. And, so emotional. I mean, John Edwards there, supported by his 30-year-old daughter, Kate, his elderly parents, who brought cushions every day to cushion them from the hard wooden benches. And it was tough being with all that sort of emotional wreckage. I mean, you're sitting a few feet from Edwards, who I had covered as presidential candidate. But yesterday when the verdict came down, I mean, I thought it was, I had a little different take than a lot of people who saw John Edwards' remarks as some angling for some sort of political comeback. I think he was just trying to right things with the child he had once denied, saying, I love Quinn, my child, my 4-year-old Quinn, more than any of you can possibly imagine. I thought that was a very human thing. And, when he was saying, I have only myself to blame, I think he felt some need to reach for redemption, not some kind of political comeback.
Although, let me play you the comment that a lot of people are pointing to when they say he may be thinking about going back into politics.
I don't think God's through with me. I really believe he thinks there's still some good things I can do.
And that's the way in which John Edwards has often talked about his political career, that it's part of his plan to be in public service through being in public office.
Sure, but I definitely we have had lots and lots of evidence through this trial and for the last few years of his sort of disconnect with reality and his, I mean, he was probably the last person in America to realize that his presidential campaign was not going anywhere, and the testimony we heard that he still thought he was in line to become maybe vice presidential nominee again to Obama, or could possibly be appointed attorney general when everybody else knew that his political career was over. But all that said, when he says God isn't through with me, I think he means that he still has a chance to redeem himself as a father and, through using the time he has left on this planet in the best way he can to help people. Since he announced that, fighting poverty was the civil rights issue of our time, then, he has other ways to make good on that other than in politics, but of course we'll see. I mean, should he actually try to come back? I mean, I see no possibility for that.
Although there have been other political figures that people have said the same about and have surprisingly come back to get popularly elected back into office. But let's talk about the whether or not this is a vindication in any way. The only charge in which there was actually a verdict, he was found not guilty. That could be, and to some extent, just an example of how difficult it is to get any kind of conviction on these kinds of charges.
That's right. I don't know that I see it as such a vindication. I mean, I know that a lot of people have said this is such a clear case that should never have been brought. But if it was a very clear case, I mean, obviously some members of the jury, one juror yesterday said the quote was, it was real divided in the jury room. So obviously some on the jury thought that he was guilty of at least some of the charges. And, you know, they would not have spent 9 long days in that jury room if there hadn't been a significant difference of opinion. So I don't see vindication, but of course I don't see vindication for the Department of Justice Public Integrity Unit either, and I don't see any chance that they'll reach. I mean, they could retry the case, but I think that would just lead to more embarrassment.
Why do you say that? I mean, you watch the prosecution in action. You watch them not only collecting evidence before they ever got to the courtroom. Why do you say there's no chance that they would bring charges again?
Because there's been so... I mean, they could do it, but there has been so much criticism of the effort to do that. I think a large part of it is, you know, I actually agreed with what the prosecution said in the closing argument that, you know, it's very important that we know who's influencing our candidates and where the money comes from, what it's for. But there's such a big disconnect between that and the tide of money flowing into campaigns as a result of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that this just seems like penny ante stuff.
So, Melinda, you've been covering John Edwards for a very long time. What do you think is next for him? I mean, do you think he will kind of disappear from political life but not from public life, or does he try to be a little more quiet in terms of his lifestyle now?
Well, I don't think any of us could have predicted any of the events of the last few years where John Edwards is concerned, but I would expect him to try to make good on what he said yesterday, to be the best father he can be and remain low-key.
Melinda Henneberger is a Washington Post political writer who has been writing about John Edwards for a very long time. She's talking about the verdict on one charge yesterday in the John Edwards trial, not guilty on one charge, a mistrial on 5 of 6 counts against the former presidential candidate. Melinda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to make sure that everyone hears from me and from my voice that while I do not believe I did anything illegal or ever thought I was doing anything illegal, I did an awful, awful lot that was wrong.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.